The Oracle, Oracle, Oracle is back!
Accurate topics, investment education, economic update, retirement planning, youth empowerment, pension update, real estate, entrepreneuring, and lots more. Monday to Friday on this radio channel, Stockwatch on Radio with Abayomi Obabolujo, empowering you for wealth.
Good morning and welcome to this midweek's episode of Your Wealth Class on Radio. My name is Ruth Ibikunle. Yesterday on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange, the activities of the profit takers dominated the trades, which saw the market bowed 0.83% to sell pressure after the all-share index closed lower at 29.46 points as against the previous close of 29.71 points. The market capitalization also declined by 0.84% to close at 15.176 trillion naira against the previous close of 15.304 trillion naira, thereby shedding about 128 billion naira at the close of trades yesterday. The aggregate value of traded stocks for the reviewed session stood at 3.71 billion naira, which was 11.26% lower than the corresponding value of 4.18 billion naira recorded in the previous period. Total number of deals at the close of trade was 4,945, down by 2.12%, away from the previous close of 5,052 deals. Aggregate volume of traded stocks, however, closed higher at 272.84 million units, representing 2.21% declining from the previous close of 266.95 million units. The worst hit yesterday among the sectors was the banking subsector, with a loss of about 3.58%. Without controversies, this sector is about the most attractive, where investors and traders deal heavily on daily basis. In the course of this program today, we shall still be looking into the activities of this sector. The insurance sector closed higher by 0.70%. Oil and gas sector grew by 0.29%. Consumer goods sector closed higher by 0.34%. And industrial sector of the Nigerian Stock Exchange was down by 0.45%. 15 stocks appreciated in their share prices yesterday against 16 that declined, bringing the market breadth to a negative close. Law Union rocks Insurance PLC for the second time in a row this week in March, top on the percentage gainers list with 9.09% growth to close at 60 kobo from the previous close of 55 kobo. Unity Bank PLC grew its share price by 6.15%, closing at 69 kobo. WAPIC PLC grew its share price by 6.12% to close at 17 naira 35 kobo, while Honeywell Flour Mill, among other gainers, also grew its share price by 4.85%, closing at 1 naira 8 kobo. On the flip side, Abico PLC led the price decliners list, shedding 9.97% of its share price to close at 3 naira 16 kobo from the previous close of 3 naira 51 kobo. Eternal PLC, Champions Breweries, Access Bank and Guaranteed Trust Bank, among other price decliners, also shedding 9.72%, 7.14%, 6.51%, and 5.29% of their share prices respectively. You can read up in details the rest of the market updates on www.stocksng.com, where you'll find so many interesting posts on different subject areas. I'll go on a short break now, and when I come back, we'll still be discussing the markets intensively. You cannot afford to miss any part of this presentation. Stay tuned and don't change this radio station. I'll be right back.
Today is the day. I must open this Diamond Extra account today. I can't take it anymore. Imagine, my neighbor just won rent for a year. Buyer from the office won 1 million naira. Even you, John, salary for life.
Oh, gami. My brother even win education allowance for 5 years last week. And at just 5,000 naira, he take open the account.
Ah, please, turn right at the next junction. Now.
Ah. Oga, waiting happen. Office na lefty day.
Office ke. My friend, take me to Access Bank right now. I need to open my own Diamond Extra account immediately.
But Oga, you don't need go there branch. It dey your hand.
John, you have started again. What do you mean by it is in my hand?
You can now open a Diamond Extra account by simply dialing *901# from your mobile phone. With just 5,000 Naira, you could be one of the lucky winners this season. Remember, the more you save, the more your chances of winning. Dial *901# from your mobile to open a Diamond Extra account today. Diamond Extra, the most rewarding way to save.
Welcome back. You see, the up and down of the market is nothing unusual. But most times what we see around is people making issues out of no issue. Like I earlier said, the twist we saw in the market yesterday was basically due to the dominant activities of the profit takers. For someone who had positioned in a particular stock at about 5 Naira, and the stock price had rallied over the weeks to about 12 Naira, you should expect such person will take profit and find a more decent entry point, probably below the price he sold. Most of these stocks actually had previously gained about 20%, and if they are shedding 10% now, I think it should be allowed, as this will only afford a more reasonable entry for discerning investors. In few hours from now, the outcome of the first Monetary Policy Committee meeting for the year 2020 is expected to be in the public. This will substantially give a clue of the direction the markets will choose to tread in the immediate future. It will suggest whether the market will continue its upward trend, return downward, or consolidate until it finds a clear direction. But sincerely, I do not see a significant adjustment of rates. It's either the rates are left untouched or adjusted by a marginal, insignificant swing. Whatever the outcome of the meeting, it is however vital to the price behavior of stocks listed on the floor of the Nigerian Stock Exchange, especially the bank stocks, as this policy directly concerns them. Is it currently advisable to buy or to position in any bank stocks? I'll say yes. Most of these banking stocks are still trading within their fair value, and most below the PE ratio of 10, and even some still have PE ratios of between 6, 7 and 8. I think they are still within tradable range. If you also look at their dividend yield as we speak today, there are some that has a dividend yield of about 12 to 13%. If you compare that with placing your fund in the money market at less than 5 to 4%, is it not better to invest in a stock where only the dividend yield will give you between 12 to 13% and which you may likely get in few months from now, as the audited reports are expected to hit the market latest between March and April, which means you can invest in these stocks solely to receive dividend. As reported earlier, that Continental Reinsurance PLC has reverted to a private limited liability company after 2 decades of operating as a public limited liability company. The company also got delisted from the Nigerian Stock Exchange. According to a report, this is simply due to review of its business strategy and restructuring. Shareholders' investments are, however, acquired by CRE Investments, the foreign majority investor of the company. CRE Investments offered to buy back all outstanding ordinary shares of Continental Reinsurance shareholders, and the purchase was made by cash payment or shares exchange. The complete acquisition of these shareholders' shares transformed Continental Reinsurance into a private-owned subsidiary of CRE African Investments Limited. It is believed that these steps will position the company in the global markets. The World Bank and its sister organization, International Monetary Fund, IMF, have forecasted sluggish growth for the Nigerian economy in 2020. In its January 2020 Global Economic Prospects Report, the World Bank forecasted that Nigeria's economy would further slow down in 2020 with a growth of 2.1% amidst several policy uncertainties. On the other hand, the IMF disclosed that Nigeria's economy will continue its sluggish trend with a 2.5% growth rate in 2020. According to the World Bank, activities in Nigeria is lackluster, as both macroeconomic policy and the business environment remain unconducive to strong domestic demand. The financial institutions stated that the growth of Nigeria, Angola and South Africa, the three largest economies in this region, were subdued in 2019, below historical averages for a fifth consecutive year on a per capita basis. Analysts are of the opinion that inflation may drop in a year on the implication of the new tax hike. Some believe with the implementation of the revised value-added tax regime from 5% to 7.5%, the bill will strengthen the fiscal position of state governments in the country. It will also lower the borrowing requirements of the governments, especially at the sub-national levels. It is expected that raising revenue and reducing dependency on domestic and foreign borrowings to finance the government's budget will put downward pressure on inflation and represent anti-inflationary action. According to a member of the Presidential Economic Advisory Council, the new bill will require citizens to hold the government accountable on how it deploys state resources. The government has a role to play in investing heavily in infrastructure to drive productivity. When there is productivity, it will lead to high growth and thus a fall in inflation. This is how much we can take on this program today. And I want to say a very big thank you to you for staying tuned. In case you have questions that you need answers to, please send such to these numbers 081-61-318569 Just send in your questions early and listen to them being answered on this program on Friday. You can also join our 24-hour stock market discussions on Telegram by calling same numbers I'd mentioned earlier. Don't forget to log on to our website for information and articles on women empowerment, kiddies finance, real estate, entrepreneurship, leadership, and many more. Until I come your way again tomorrow, same time and same station, my name remains Ruth Ibikunle. Enjoy the rest of your week.
Today is the day. I must open this Diamond Extra account today. I can't take it anymore. Imagine, my neighbor just won rent for a year. Buyer from the office won 1 million naira. Even you, John, salary for life.
Oh, gami. My brother even win education allowance for 5 years last week. And at just 5,000 naira, he take open the account.
Ah, please, turn right at the next junction. Now.
Ah. Oga, waiting happen. Office na left today.
Office ke. My friend, take me to Access Bank right now. I need to open my own Diamond Extra account immediately.
But Oga, you don't need go there branch. It dey your hand.
John, you have started again. What do you mean by it is in my hand?
You can now open a Diamond Extra account by simply dialing *901# from your mobile phone. With just 5,000 Naira, you could be one of the lucky winners this season. Remember, the more you save, the more your chances of winning. Dial *901# from your mobile to open a Diamond Extra account today. Diamond Extra, the most rewarding way to save.